It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 19 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Preseason basketball in full swing. Some teams going to classics. Some teams going to tournaments. Some teams just playing one game. Some teams playing six games.
Some teams driving to Poland.
Yeah. Some teams going all over the place. Yeah, it's crazy. We got it all covered, though.
We do.
Yeah.
We're all over it.
Yeah, we're all over it. But before we do that, we're talking about number 63. Big number.
Yeah. Not big with the quantity, but the quality. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Hall of Famers. Gene Upshaw, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw. One or the other is the best offensive lineman for the Oakland Raiders. You know, I can't get used to calling them the Las Vegas Raiders or the L.A. Raiders. For me, they will always be the Oakland Raiders.
Agreed.
Dermonti Dawson, Hall of Fame center for the Steelers. Mike Munchak, Hall of Famer for the Oilers. They have since moved on. Where they're Tennessee now, aren't they?
They are.
And then Jeff Saturday, a Hall of Famer for the Indianapolis Colts, and he's also on Get Up quite a bit.
He does
a lot of commentary.
He also has one of the most unique features of a center ever. He actually centered, the last ball he ever centered was to the opposing team's quarterback.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because Peyton Manning was on the opposing team.
Yeah.
And he went out centered for the for the Broncos.
You ever look at his eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some pretty eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're getting off track.
I could get lost
in
those.
I really like his hair.
I'm not kidding.
Tuttle's looking for a date. So
hey, I think
we'll get you his number.
I think y'all are missing one here.
Okay.
Another Hall of Famer. And we have to throw a bone out to the Kansas City Chiefs fans because they did not have a good weekend.
Nope.
Willie Lanier.
Well, he will come up later in this. He wore two numbers. And, I mean, we can go ahead and mention him now, but he's going to come up also at when we get to the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Man, we may never make it to the 90s. We better talk about him right now.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on Willie Lanier, Jeff?
Great Chief, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was a good.
The Chiefs did not have a good week.
No, they did not.
So America wins.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But America's team didn't.
America's team plays tonight.
It's time to talk about the Queen Leopards, and Leopards and Lady Leopards had a good week this week, Tony.
4-0 between the two teams. Lady Leopards, they have two blowouts. They beat Falk 44-25. They beat Acorn 66-39. Neither game was really close. We kind of anticipated a better game up at Acorn, Greg, and you called that one because I had a wedding rehearsal, but I listened to your call. 41-18 at halftime. Seemed like the Leopards were all over them.
Well, and I think that was really true for both games. I mean, we thought Falk was going to be relatively good, too.
Yeah.
And looking at the scores and who they'd played, we were kind of worried about them. But,
yeah.
But Lady Leopards had a really good week defensively. They shot the ball relatively well. And when you look at the scores there, I mean, I really thought Acorn was going to give them a better game than that.
Yeah.
And Tuttle, you know, he sees Acorn a lot more than we do, but both Dirks and the Lady Leopards had really good wins against the Acorn Lady Tigers. But
Lady Leopards go to 9-2.
Yeah,
Leopards go 2-0 on the week. Even their record out at 5-5. All over Falk at the Coliseum, 45-28. I'll mention one thing about Falk. They have a kid inside named Richardson that looks like a young Larry Bird who didn't play enough.
Yeah.
I went into Bailey's maybe a day or two later to return a rake. And Benny works in there, Benny Esther. And we were talking about that. Why are they taking that kid out of the game so much?
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's all they had inside. Yeah. And neither one of us could understand that. And then the Leopards got Akron and beat them 63-59 in overtime. Must have been an exciting call.
Yeah.
I was in the rehearsal mode by then.
So. Yeah, and I got – I mean, I really enjoyed that game. And you know, one of the things about it is, you know, kind of a back-and-forth game. Leopards would get up. The Tigers come back. Leopards get up. They were up 10 points right off the bat in the second half. Then it got to be a nip-and-tuck game. Tigers actually went up. We ended up tying the game. And at the end, going to overtime, we go to overtime, we get down by four, we end up winning by four, which is highly unusual.
Wonder if Connor Shelton's woke up yet.
I don't know. Man, I hope not.
Whatever trance he was in Friday night, I hope he's still in it tonight.
You know, and I mean, he played really well last week overall, both games.
He did.
He had 20 points Friday night, and then you got of course, Caden Lindley's always up at the top of the scoring, leading in. But, you know, you had a couple of people. Bram Salacious had 10 points Friday night. And,
yeah.
And I know I'm leaving somebody out.
Well, Nolan Ayers had a big night.
He did. That was Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was Tuesday night
Tuesday
against
night.
Falk. He had a big game.
He sure did.
That's right.
So. He had a big quarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was unconscious for about 4 minutes.
That's right. He did wake up for the end of the game.
He did.
Barely. But great week for both Leopards and Lady Leopards. And this week, big games.
Yeah.
Going to Poen, probably one of the best players in the state as a sophomore for the girls. And then Lafayette County is supposed to be pretty good too.
Well, I was looking ahead, and you're not supposed to do that, but I'm not a coach, so I can do it. Lafayette County's boys and girls, between the two of them, have lost one game.
That's right.
So
one of them hadn't lost.
One of them has not. I tell you what,
you can't
man.
Get
you can't, man. He's all over it.
Scouting report for Poen, guard number 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the insight we bring him in for.
Well, hey, we needed that. We'll remember that when we go on there. That's going to be my key to victory today. Guard number 12, per Jeff Tuttle.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, she'll probably be wearing a different number tonight.
Well, we're going to guard 12 no matter who it is. If the jersey's hanging on the chair over there, we'll be doing that. So, we're gonna talk to Coach Brandon Lindley about the Leopards play last week.
All right, I've got Coach Brandon Lindley of the DeQueen Leopards on the line today. And Coach, great week for the Leopards last week.
Yeah, it was. Anytime you can get a couple wins within a week, that's always a positive, and we're just trying to get better each and every game, and try to grow, and when you win, that sure helps those things out.
Well, and two totally different games. One kind of a blowout win over the Falk boys, and then coming back in overtime from being down four to winning by four. You know, what I call a kind of a character building win, or maybe a kind of changes the whole attitude of the team and makes them grow and realize they can do things they didn't think they could do.
Yes, you're correct. You know, in getting those situations like that, just like within a season, there's always ups and there's downs, and you got to be able to handle those situations. And like you said, we got ahead and. They came back and we ended up going to overtime and battle it out and actually getting down there even the beginning of overtime. But just understanding, don't panic, keep doing what you're doing and let the things that you do well kind of take over. And there late we were able to do that and fortunate for us come away with a victory.
Yeah. Well, I know we can talk about a lot of your starters, Caden Lindley, Connor Shelton, Jake Martin, John Maturino, Luke Dawson. But, I kind of want to mention a couple of guys that come in off the bench because they had really good weeks, Bram Salacious and Nolan Ayers. Both, Nolan probably had a career game for him so far anyway, Tuesday night against Falcon. And then you have Bram's just coming in. He's doing a great job every night, it seems like.
Yeah, before the season ever started, we talked with all those guys, but we felt like basically we had seven starters, you know, but you can't start seven guys. And so, you know, somebody's going to have to come off the bench. And we talked about, when you come off the bench, being energy and hopefully, you know, we become a little bit better when we're able to bring guys in and create some energy, create some get up and go about us. And both of those guys are able to do that. And like I said, Nolan had a really good game against Falk, especially there. You know, it just felt like kind of a stagnant game for a while, and then he kind of got going, got some momentum, and like I said, had a really good game. And Brian is Brian. What you see with him is same way he is every day at practice. I mean, he's just his facial expressions never change. His attitude is always great, and he just comes in and just works hard, you know, you see at times it really pays off for him.
Well, Coach, I don't want to keep you too long, but I just wanted to talk to you because I know I think this week has been a week that's been really good for the Leopards, and maybe a season-changing kind of win with the win over Akron there. And, you know, I look forward to seeing what y'all do as y'all start conference and going through the season.
Yeah, we're excited about that. You know, you always when you you play a season, you always have like the, you know, your kind of your preseason stuff, and then your second part of that season is your conference play, and then hopefully if you're fortunate enough to slide in there and be one of those top teams, you get to go on to postseason play, and that's the ultimate goal. So hopefully that we'll be able to make that third part of that season coming up down the road.
I certainly hope so. And just want to mention real quickly, you know, this isn't your main job. You know, you're an administrator at the Queens school system, but you just were willing to help out for a year as they move forward in changing over from one coach to another, and doing an excellent job. And of course, you coached for a long time before you got into administration, so it's not new to you. But has it brought back any old yearnings that you want to continue to do it or anything?
there's some times, you know, that you know, some of the things that I missed about coaching coming back, and I'm, you know, I'm very competitive, so I the competitive side of it I enjoy, and I still enjoy teaching the game. But there's some things that I remember why I kind of stepped away and got into administration as well, the long bus rides home after games and those type of things. But all in all, it's been a very, very positive this year. So I've enjoyed myself.
Well, that's great. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and we'll just keep on cheering on those Leopards.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all five stars. And, you know,
you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
Tony, Horatio goes to Murfreesboro or plays Murfreesboro, loses 62-19 and lost to Spring Hill 52-33. Lady Lions, though, beat Murfreesboro 54-31 and Spring Hill 43-32. Good week for them as they get ready for, well, they're already playing conference games. So, you know, both Murfreesboro and Spring Hill, pretty good basketball teams and girls, and so Horatio, good week there.
Yeah, we've seen the Lady Lions, and we know that they've got a good ball.
Yeah, and I think that you know, Presley Sprick with 14 points in both games, they you know, led the way for the Lady Lions. When you look at their schedule this week, they go they got two games away at Dirks Tuesday night and at Akron Friday night.
We play at Horatio tomorrow night.
Oh, it's at Horatio? Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. So
make sure it gets changed on Scoreback Live.
Yeah. Horatio.
They don't listen to me like
no. Dirks goes to Horatio tomorrow night, and then Horatio goes to Akron, theoretically.
Y'all got me double at Horatio.
He had me drive to Foreman. You remember that? And there was nobody there but me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drove to Mental
Somehow Springs. Somehow with Lee, that doesn't surprise me.
I drove to Mental Springs to do a Jake softball Lee. Game last year. They're still doing construction on the field. Nobody was there. They played at Nashville.
So how long did it take you to figure out they weren't going to play there?
Nobody had answers. Nobody wanted to talk to me. I knew they wasn't going to play there.
Oh, about 7:30.
I just didn't know where they were going to play.
Yeah, he finally figured it out. It about dark.
It didn't get on the radio. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, man. Well,
sometimes the radio people are the last to know.
Yeah, that ain't no lie.
That is no lie. I got Robert Perez giving me schedule changes before we get him at the radio station.
Hey, Robert's he's in the know. Yeah, that's right. He's in the know. Yeah. We're going to talk about the Foreman Gators and Lady Gators now. Foreman Gators off to a 5-0 start. Man, they're just in fuego.
Yeah. Beat Cutter 79-71, Murfreesboro 81-75, and of course, Easter's been on fire, but they got some more help this week from Victor on Moore, and they are 5-0. They could have a big season, you know, maybe win 20 ball games.
Yeah, well, it would surprise me if they don't, because I'm going to tell you, Cutter boys are good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can speak on Cutter. That's a good Cutter team that they beat. They score points. That's one thing about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gonna be tough to handle as the season goes on, as long as Hayden Easter's there and Victron Moore also. Looking at the Lady Gators, they're 1-6 and they lost to Cutter 61-24. By the way, not the same Cutter team that we played. They got their two girls back.
Okay.
And so that helped them some. Murfreesboro, they lost 50-21, but you look at Dotson and Shelby, both 12 points. This week they're going to play Spring Hill, and they're going to play Ashdown. So two games there, looks like.
Little River County rivalry.
Yeah, yep, Ashdown and Foreman. So looking forward to seeing what the Gators do this week.
cccua.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of colleges and universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Casitat is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well. And you can go to uacasitacolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacasitacolts.com. And go to cccua.edu today.
Well, since Jim's not here, we're going to talk about the Ashdown Panthers. And Tony did have a chance to talk to him. Panthers 0-5 on the season. Pantherettes 2-3. Tony, what did Jim have to tell you?
Well, lost to Hope 62-45. Malvern 70-23. Bryson French, though, still, you know, that kid's an athlete.
Yeah, he is.
I think he plays everything. It seems like whatever season we're in covering the Panthers, he's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he runs the hurdles and then jumps over the fence and plays center field for them during the spring.
And then they've got a busy week. Tuesday, they're at home versus Prescott. Thursday, they're at Foreman. Friday, they host Genoa. And late, the Pantherettes are the same way. They only had one game this week. They 43-29 loss to Malvern.
Okay, we'll see what happens with the Panthers next week. Now we're going to talk about the Legacy Warriors and Lady Warriors. The Warriors played two games last week against Stevens Christian and Valley Christian. They beat Stevens Christian 97-95. Now that's a scoring.
That's a tight game.
It is. Manolo Vasquez led the way with 40 points. Silas Lofton had 35. And then they lost to Valley Christian 84-77. The girls this week only played one game. They played Valley Christian, and they beat them 60-23. And Libby Bartek led the way with 34 points for them there. They've got a busy week this week. All games at home Monday night, Tuesday night, and Friday night, I believe. Let me look here. They play umpire Monday night, Odin Tuesday night, and then Victory Christian Friday night. All those games over at Locksburg. So if you need to see the Legacy Warriors, go see them this week.
And now it's time for my favorite part of the show, and that is the awards segment, where we get to hand out all kinds of awards every single week.
All right, we're going to start off with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, and that's going to go to
the unconscious Connor Shelton.
The Domtar Panther Player of the Week,
Bryson French.
And Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week,
Presley Sprick.
Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week,
Victron Moore.
Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week,
Jonte Taylor.
The Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week,
Miley Harrison had a 45-point week.
Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week,
McKenna Lee.
Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week,
Silas Lofton had a bunch of points, so many we could not calculate them.
Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week,
going to be Chris Carterby, 14 points, 9 rebounds versus Cedarville.
And the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area, Tony,
going to be Gwen Bradshaw for her 18-point performance versus
what?
Cedarville.
And now the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area,
going to be Demetrius Shelley. Averaged 23 points per game last week.
And then the Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area, who gets the honor of getting a T-shirt and wearing it.
I think this is the second shirt.
if we're getting the right size.
I think this is the second straight week the recipient of this award has scored 100 points in the week. It's Peyton Beckman, from the Dirks Outlaws.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. All kidding aside, congratulations to Peyton Beckman on being the Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area. Now we go on to the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
Going to be the Battle of the Brother-in-Laws in Derrick's as Causatot River visits the Outlaws.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com. And I think that wraps up all of the high school sports talk. Let's talk about some more national topics. And this whole segment is brought to you by the great Mina Pre-Owned. If you need a pre-owned car, hit up Mina APO.
All right, time to talk about, looks like Razorbacks are what we're going to talk about first. A big win for them last weekend against Texas Tech.
Huge win.
Yeah, and played really well, I thought, overall. You know, and I know I've said this several times before, but these games, I think they're going to end up being pretty good. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in conference because, man, that's just a killer. When you start going to Auburn and Florida and all those places, it's almost bad as going over across the state line.
Before conference play, though, they're not ducking anybody.
No, you know? No. They got Houston here coming up this week.
Yeah.
Well, the Big 12 fancies themselves as a basketball conference. I'd love to see the Razorbacks go in there and beat Houston as well.
Yeah. Hey, Houston, really good.
Yeah,
they are. They're really good. But I think that you know, they're doing really well. I think they got some great freshman guards.
Yeah, they do. Fun to watch.
Yeah, Darius Acuff. I mean, he's amazing. Every time you think he's going to get pulled out for something, that he does something so amazing, they leave him in there. You know, and I mean, he's just. But you know, moving on to pro football. Kind of going to skip around here a little bit. What do you think about Grandpa playing quarterback? Phillip Rivers, I don't know if he's the first Grandpa that's played quarterback.
Well, it's interesting that you ask. Jay Bunyard and I were talking about this at the KDQN
Brett Favre, I believe.
Christmas party. And we're talking about how many guys have got to be 44 years old and played quarterback in the NFL. And we'll play a little game. He makes the fifth. Who are the other four?
George Blanda.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Brett Favre.
I'm sorry, he makes the six, two of the other five. Brett Favre is not on the list.
He was a grandpa, though. I did see that.
Oh, he's a grandpa, but he didn't make it. Now, the 44, you said? Tom Brady.
That's right. The other ones are very hard. One was a Cleveland Brown noted for throwing interceptions.
That's every quarterback.
Bernie Kosar.
No, Vinny Interceptiverdi.
That's who I meant.
Aren't they the same guy?
Those Miami Hurricanes will get you every time.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, Vinny Testaverde, I, as a Steeler fan, I just loved him. I hate to see him retire. Warren Moon. And this one, the one I would have never got in a million years, Steve DeBerg. That's the list. The list of guys that have played quarterback at 44 years old in the NFL. George Blanda played until he was like 48.
I was thinking 50 or 51. No, I wasn't sure.
So,
but I did see, you mentioned the grandpa, and I seen it may have been during the game the other day, they said Brett Favre was the only other player that had a grandkid when he was playing quarterback.
But George Blanda, he was really more of a kicker than he was a quarterback when he played later on in his career. Now, he did play some quarterback.
Yeah, he was their backup quarterback later on because they had maybe Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah.
But he took snaps as he did. 48-year-old in the NFL.
He was a backup to Todd Marinovich.
Yeah.
Jamarcus Russell.
Right. He rolled them for him.
He would have started over Jamarcus Russell.
He started over Kenny Pickett right now. He started for the Raiders yesterday. Threw for like 77 yards. Yeah. Kevin and Landon, if you're listening, I was right about Kenny Pickett, and you were wrong.
But, hey, back to Phillip Rivers. Hats off to Phillip Rivers for being able to pass a physical first and come in and do what he done. I mean, that's crazy.
You sure he passed a physical?
Yeah.
They're supposed to give him one, right?
Yeah.
Did they dump a cooler full of Metamucil on him?
Rubbed him down with that Voltaren.
Yeah. And what's sad about it, he's the same age as my daughter, and I'm talking about him being old. But football-wise, he is old.
Yes.
But he really did an outstanding job yesterday.
Yeah.
They lost, but he did an outstanding job.
Yeah. Boy, the Colts, who were rolling right along for the longest time now, in danger of not even making the playoffs. And it is a shame because a lot of it has been because of injury. But, man.
Yeah. Two big injuries yesterday, by the way.
Absolutely.
Huge injuries.
One concerning to Jeff Tuttle.
Yeah, one to Patrick Mahomes. We'll talk about him first, get it over with quickly. Patrick Mahomes tears his ACL in the same game that Kansas City ends their playoff hope. So
the only question remaining to be answered is all the Patriots fans that switched over to the Chiefs, who will they root for now?
Patriots, they're back.
They're going back to the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, they're still in first place in AFC East.
I do not understand the mentality of the bandwagon fan. I guess I'm fiercely
loyal.
Well,
your bandwagon's just been going for a long time. That's why.
Maybe so. Hey, I'm a Pirates fan. That bandwagon hadn't rolled.
That thing never had a wagon.
I'm going to tell you what. That's like the wagon train where the wheel rolls off down in the canyon. And the stage is just sitting there on the road
since
wheels. 1991.
Patriots kind of gave one away yesterday. Bills made a nice comeback in that game.
Boy, they sure did. You think about a young team psyche, and they're thinking, well, maybe the Bills still have our number. You know, so that was a damaging, more than just in the standings, that got the Bills a game closer. The Patriots still may win the division, but they don't want to play the Bills again in the playoffs. I'm telling you, they don't.
No, and you know, so a lot of these teams, they were considering, you know, that, I mean, the quote analytics say they still got a 0.2% chance of making the Playboys. Yeah, Cowboys. Playoffs. Cowboys done. You know, a lot of these teams are getting to be done. So now we're kind of seeing the playoffs take shape and what's going to happen. But, you know, what's so amazing is there's such an evenness, and Jeff and I were talking about this off the air, that, you know, Green Bay lost the game went from first to seventh.
Yeah.
In playoffs. So they're almost out.
Six. I think they dropped to six.
Okay, six.
But, you know, when they defeated the Bears last week, the Bears went from first to seventh.
Yeah.
Now the Bears move back up in front of them. And so, you know, it. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they talked about the Broncos-Packers game yesterday like being a preview of the Super Bowl maybe. Packers have to have that one seed in home field to make a run in the playoffs, I believe.
Looks like they've lost Micah Parsons.
It was a good game, and the injury to Parsons is going to hurt.
It is. He made a real difference in their defense.
Yeah, he did. So he had an ACL tear too also, right?
Yes.
Yep, so a couple of those. Anything else y'all want to talk about in pro football before we move on?
America's team plays tonight.
They do. Cowboys playing 2 days in a row. Isn't that right?
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what. You look at the matchup tonight for the Steelers, and that you think, well, the Steelers will probably win this handily. I don't know. Dolphins won four in a row. The Steelers are, you know, J.T. Watt just out of the hospital.
He'll have five sacks tonight.
Will he?
Yeah, probably.
Well, we'll probably listen to it on the way back from Poland.
Yeah. Okay.
In certain areas.
Yeah.
You won't get it all.
I've got satellite. So
we'll be able. Yeah, I'd beat anything else we'll listen to. I'm sure. it's either that or listen to the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the air.
Yeah, we'll be listening.
Go back and listen to the old episodes.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
yeah. Just, you know, but it's okay as long as I get a frosty. There you go. I'm good. So.
The Malvern Wendy's, here we come.
Yeah, you dip your french fries in that frosty?
No. I don't.
We've only really screwed up on frosties a couple times. One was in Broken Bow, and I blame Greg for it. We got a, what was that thing called?
Salted caramel frosty.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
I thought it had crown in it, but it didn't.
that was a mistake.
I was going to say, I'm
going
to drive
and
over
then one
there.
Time we went. And there was sacrilege because they only had vanilla Frosties.
Yeah, and they stink.
And we got the vanilla Frosties.
They're bad. They're good. They're bad.
They're good.
Yeah.
Vanilla's fine.
No.
Not as good as chocolate.
With a Frosty, you got to stick with chocolate.
Yeah, well. I'm not much on the vanilla.
I'm not very. Night in Broken Bow, I've not varied.
You're the old lady with the Virginia ham under her arm complaining she doesn't have any bread.
I want a West Virginia ham.
Would you explain that to me?
It's still ice cream. All
it's
right.
Not.
Yeah, fine. All right, what's next?
I don't know.
No?
I got lost. No, I'm just kidding you.
Where am I?
my choice for the Heisman didn't win. But that's okay.
Who was your choice?
Mendoza. I wanted the Vanderbilt quarterback to win.
Would have been a cool story.
And he came in second.
He did.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
I was kind of rooting for him until I seen his attitude afterwards. I mean, he wasn't real classy.
No. Well, I don't know.
Is anybody real classy?
You're a real classy guy, Jeff. So I know that means a lot to you.
Classier
decorum
than me.
And
I've not thrown the bird your way yet. Maybe my Virginia.
Not yet.
Maybe my Virginia ham, but not the bird. I didn't think Mendoza had the numbers. I mean, he led the best team. It's about numbers.
Yeah.
The last few years.
I think he got it because they beat Ohio State. If they had lost Ohio State, he wouldn't have won.
I think he has, though, the moxie. That he's going to make somebody a good quarterback in the NFL one day.
Oh, I forget.
He's very confident. He's steady under pressure. He's the kind of guy that the Steelers will draft, and he'll go in the toilet.
He'll be out there with Kenny Pickett.
That's right. Him and Kenny Pickett and Mike Trubisky.
He'll have moxie, huh?
The only thing is they can get Russell Wilson back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right.
Moxie was also a good quarterback in Varsity Blues, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Is that his name?
Yeah. Did he play for the Steelers, too?
I got used to
smile. That was Friday Night Lights.
Oh, was it Friday Night Lights? Radio?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
That made a frosty.
Navy beats Army. Anybody care?
I did. I enjoy that game every year. Army team. And I don't know why. I've got no interest in either team, but I enjoy watching that game every year.
I do
year.
Too.
Yeah.
I do too. I had to. You don't tape things anymore. You DVR them. What do you do with them?
Mm-hmm.
What does it hold you?
You use the cloud.
You use your library. The
cloud.
Yeah.
Watch them later.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And it was a great game.
Yeah.
And you talk about two teams that really want to beat each other.
Yeah.
And then there's not a fight afterwards. But I enjoyed it. I usually root for Navy. My son was in the Navy, so it's really the only reason I have to root for them.
I was rooting for Navy, and my reasoning was they had the cooler uniforms. I like those helmets.
I don't know. Those numbers on Army's uniforms were pretty cool.
The Navy.
Well, talking about college football, anybody want the Michigan coach's job?
All right.
It's open.
Let's end the podcast now.
I'm hoping that they get Rich Rodriguez back.
They're talking about DeBoer.
Yeah, they're not going to get
that's him. Not going to happen.
Well, it's not going to get.
The greatest thing would be
Penn State was talking about him, too, and you see what they ended up with.
The greatest thing I seen was them talking about getting him and Kiffin leaving LSU to go to Alabama. That would be great.
That'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'm not sure Alabama would have Kiffin anymore after what he did. He burns bridges when he leaves, man.
Back to the Michigan coach real quick.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
That's what I say.
Come on. I mean,
that's it. Just come on.
You got to.
Come on.
You got to have a little sense about you.
Yeah, just a little bit. You're talking about class. I mean, it doesn't take much, but just a little bit of class, you know? I mean,
that's all I can say about it.
Maybe he needs to go. That's all you can say on here. Yeah, he needs to go to class, what he needs to do, and then he'll probably get to. he's gonna have a lot of free time.
Don't you think they should start a league for all disgraced and canceled people from football? Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That would be kind of good.
Yeah.
I think they'll make it like Rollerball.
A Netflix documentary.
Yeah,
is what they usually start.
Yeah.
But you know, like me and a friend of mine were talking about this yesterday, and
wait a minute.
Yeah, I have one.
Okay, just one.
Yeah, and that's not even the one I was talking to.
Okay. But that's what I thought. It really wasn't your friend. That's what I was
there's
thinking.
A difference in these disgraced people, too, because I have seen people say, you know, if this would have been somebody else, they wouldn't have fired him. Well, that's not true because it happened at Arkansas in 2013 or whenever. He got fired.
He did.
But he also did not go stalk somebody and threaten to kill them or himself afterwards, and he's back in coaching. This guy's done. It's my opinion.
Has Petrino landed on his feet? Does anybody know?
Nope, there's a job opening in Michigan.
Well, he's on up to draw Social Security, so he doesn't care. I mean, it's not about money for him, I don't think. I think it's about if he can, you know, if he got the right situation, he'll go. But
do you think he would go backwards, though, maybe to a G5? You think he'll be an offensive coordinator for somebody?
I think if he makes enough money, he'll go wherever the money is.
That's right.
I mean, but he doesn't really need money. But, you know, why else would you coach at this point in time? I don't.
Yeah, just ask Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, he's not coaching. He's
nah.
He's on.
He got nice.
He bought ball. Jimmy Johnson's boat.
I just feel like it's like kind of opposite with Belichick right now, right? During his halftime, he's got a girl stalking him, looking for his wallet. He's got to pull it out.
Money to go to the concession stand.
Yeah, no, she's not stalking him. She just texts him, tells him to bring it to him, and he leaves.
I've seen her like walk up like this and just like pull on his shirt, and he's like got to take his coach's headset off. And like, here's a crisp 20. All right.
Well, if you think the Michigan,
bring me back the change.
If you think the Michigan coach hadn't texted Belichick's girlfriend at halftime,
yeah, probably mistake. True.
That's who she was texting with, right?
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's the rails.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's just a sad situation, but it is what it is, man. It happens. Not just in coaching.
Nope.
So it's just part of it. But anything else y'all want to talk about before we go?
I think we covered it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got one more week before we take a week off during the Christmas break. So we'll be back next week to talk to you about all the basketball that's going on this week. We appreciate all our sponsors for all they do and allowing us the opportunity to get on here and act like idiots. But That's what Jeff does.
I'll remind you what else? That what else if you think your team's undercovered, you can get a hold of Greg or Tyler, me, Jeff, somebody, and let us know. We would we take all the stats that we can get and get as many names out there as we can.
True.
That's right. But we appreciate the sponsors. We appreciate all the people that do get us information and help us to do this. And we appreciate, most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.